Thank you.
Melbourne phone, this is Jack. How can I help?
Hey, Jack, how you going?
I'm good. You?
Good, thanks. I just got my modem delivered the other day. At the minute, my phone is going to my mobile. It's been diverted to my mobile. I need to get the modem set up, and I need to get the phone back to the shop phone.
I need your account number, sir, so I can assist further.
Okay. What does it say, my account number? We've only come on with these guys, so I've got an order number.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, sir.
Order number is 812848.
Thank you, sir. That's the Plucka chicken, right?
Plucka chicken, yep.
Have you connected
yes.
the modem?
No.
Okay. Hold on, sir. Let me check something. This is 34C Hummingbird Drive.
Yep.
Okay, can you see the NBN box?
Sorry, say again?
You've got an NBN box and you've got a modem, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So you have to check because the NBN box will go into the modem. So if you take a look.
Okay, so I've got, it says Cloud Mesh. Net COMM.
Yeah, Netcom Mesh is your modem. There's another NBN box on the wall. So take a look.
On, there's another box on the wall?
Yes.
How do you work that out?
The NBN box.
I don't think I've got one.
Yes, sir, definitely there will be. Take a look.
Okay, so did you guys deliver it? No.
No, it would be there in your property already.
I've never seen it. But anyway, okay, so what happens? I need to... Wonder, is that it?
You need to connect. You need to connect the NBN box to the modem. So on the NBN box, you will see Unity 1, Unity 2, Unity 3, Unity 4. You have to connect Unity 1 into WAN of the modem, sir.
Let's see.
Sure.
Ethernet telephone. I don't know what box, what other box you're talking about, dude, because we just have,
where was your
got?
Bureau sub modem connected, to make it easier for you to understand?
In the office.
Yes, so check in the office.
I'm looking at it. I'm in the office now. So I've got a modem, and then it comes out into, like, a wee box thing. I think that's the Wi-Fi thing.
What box?
Okay, so I got the modem, and then I've got this small box with the...
No, it will be a
green...
big box with the NBN actually, sir. And there will be a couple of lights, power, optical, and Unity 1.
Yeah, I don't think we have it, mate, I'm honest with you.
No, it has to be there, sir. If you were having NBN with... your previous provider, this box has to be there.
Have we got NBN connected to the shop already? I don't think we've got that connected to the shop. Um, Do you guys ever come out and install this stuff?
Sir, your address is lot. Your address is lot 60, 34C Hummingbird Drive. Correct.
It's not 60. No. We're in a shopping center, mate. That's my postal address. I use my postal address for home. I'm in Forest Hill Chase Shopping Center.
One second, sir. The NBN is provisioned at 34C Hummingbird Drive, Botanic Ridge.
Forget about Botanic Ridge. That is my postal address. That's where my mail goes to. That's where my bills go to. Where this unit is, which I explained to the guys when they rang and asked me to come on board, this is shop 118 Forest Hill Chase Shopping Centre, 270 Canterbury Road.
This is Pluka Chicken.
Yep. You're getting the two addresses mixed up. One's a postal address and one's the actual address.
I get your point, sir.
Where the business is. Yep, thanks.
What's your business address again, please?
Shop 118, 270 Canterbury Road, Forest Hill Chase Shopping Centre, Victoria 3131.
The same where you've got the Forest Hill Chase time zone and bowling Forest Hill Pluka Chicken.
Sorry, say it again.
So it's shop 118, shop 118, 270 Canterbury Road, Forest Hill, Victoria 3131. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
The 270 is the actual number of the shopping center?
Yes, got it. Level 1, near Aldi.
Yep. That's me.
You mentioned that to the sales guy, you're saying?
Sorry?
You mentioned this address issued to the sales consultant?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to check
They phoned the shopping center, but at the minute they have redirected my shop phone to my mobile.
Yes.
And I've got a really fucking stupid message on my answer phone.
Okay.
Like, write down your name and address and we'll get back to you in 5 working days. Okay. That's my personal one. So now all my customers are getting that.
Okay. Do you have a staff's number that, you know, we can work it out for you?
Do I have a what?
Can you give me a staff's mobile number where we can divert the calls to?
Nah, I don't want the staff involved in anything I do.
Okay, then I'll have to remove the diversion. Hang on, sir. Please.
So what are you going to do?
I can remove the diversion, but how will you get the incoming calls, sir? Is there a way you can just for a couple of days, you remove your mobile voicemail?
I shouldn't really have to, mate. This should be a pretty quick process with you guys. Like, if I had a thought it was going to be this complicated, I never would have did it.
I totally understand, sir. Just bear with me for a moment. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks.
Well, what I can suggest is that you hang up now. Let me speak to my back-end team and see what can be done about the address and if we can activate the service as quickly as possible. Okay?
No worries.
So lot 6034C Hummingbird Drive is your postal address?
Yeah, that's all my postal address. My actual shop.
You're positive that you had told this to the sales guy?
Well, they don't know my postal address when they ring up and offer me this. So they actually rang the shop, which is in Forest Hill Chase Shopping Centre. So they've rang the shop and offered me this. And I said, yep. And then I said to them, okay, I've got two addresses. I didn't say I've got two addresses. I said, I've got a different postal address from the shop. Because we got a mailbox, and nobody ever checks a mailbox in the shopping center. So I got all my mail directed to the secretary's house. So they would have been aware of that when they rang me. When they rang me, they were ringing a shop in Forest Hill Chase.
Okay, sir. No problem, sir. I'll have this rectified immediately. I'm raising a ticket to my back-end team, okay, to have this sorted out as quickly as possible.
Beautiful, thank you. Some guy was ringing me, and he said, ring me as soon as you get it, but I lost his number. You almost your paperwork, please. So the guy, I can't remember his number, but I was meant to give him a ring back, and he was going to put me through it.
Okay, no problem, sir. I've got your thing now. I'll take it up. Okay.
Beautiful. Thanks for that. Cheers, mate.
Okay. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.